This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch habayim. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubos. Tonight's Daf is Daf Lamed Tes. The Gemara Lamed Chesamad Beis brought the statement of Abaye and the question of Rava. Abaye's statement is that if somebody rapes a woman and she dies, you're pater, because it says V'nasan la'avi ha'nara V'loy la'avi ha'mesa. You give it to the father of the nara and not to the father of the mesa. Then the Gemara says that which was definitive to Abaye is a shaila to Rava, because Rava asked, is there bagrus in the kever? Meaning, if let's say somebody raped a nara and in the interim she became a bageres. So do we say, okay, she became a bogeres, so now it would go to her child? Which, by the way, we pointed out on Shabbos, means that Rava actually is not misupik about Abaye. Abaye says that if the woman dies, there's definitely no knas. Rava says there definitely is knas. So it's not that Rava is misupik. Rava wants to know there is knas, but who does it go to? Do we say, well, she became a bogeres, and therefore it goes to the son? Or maybe she does not become a bageres and it goes to the father. Okay, so that's the statement of the Gemara. I believe Rashi is going to point out on Daf Lamed Tes that in this version, actually Rava is not misupik about what was simple to Abaye. Abaye holds that if one rapes a woman and she becomes a bageres, she dies, there's no knas. Rava definitely learns there is knas, the shaila is who does it go to. But if we're asking, if there's a possibility, well, maybe it goes to the child, somebody raped a nara, and then it goes to her child, that means she became pregnant as a katana. We know the age of naras is from 12 to 12 and a half. So how could somebody rape a nara, she becomes a bageres, and then it goes, somebody raped a nara, she died, she becomes a bageres, and then it would go to the kid? How exactly did she have a kid? Could a katana become pregnant? We already had in Yevamos, on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, the sugya that a katana cannot become pregnant. Remember, remember the sugya of three women could be mishamish with a contraceptive? And there we established a katana can't have a child. So how exactly could somebody have raped a woman, she died, she became a bageres in the grave, but she already has a kid? I mean, that would mean she conceived 3 months before she was a nara. Nara at 11 years old and 9 months. A woman who's a katana can't conceive. Says Gemara, Umi ma'avra? Can she become pregnant? V'hatani Rav Bibi kamed Rav Nachman. Rav Bibi taught before Rav Nachman. Shalosh nashim meshamashes b'moich. Three women can have relations with a moich. Rashi interprets moich means they're allowed to have relations with a moich and it's not considered hashchasa zera. Normally the halach is a man cannot emit semen unless it's in the course of relations with a woman he's permitted to. So if he does so on an inanimate object, it's hashchasa zera. Three women can have relations with a moich. Elohein, these are them. A katana, a woman who's a minor, ume uberes, a pregnant woman, umenika, a nursing woman. Says Gemara, katana, you're allowed to have relation. She's allowed to be meshameshes b'moich, shematis aber v'tamos, because she might become pregnant and she might die. So a katana, she may become pregnant, and it sounds like, and if she does, she'll die. Me'ubaras, a pregnant woman, shema ta'asa ubarasandol, it may cause her child to become misfigured. Me'nika, a nursing woman, shema tigmal espana, she may become pregnant and that will cause her to have to wean her son. If a woman who's nursing becomes pregnant, she'll lose her milk. So all these women are allowed to do something to interfere with their ability to become pregnant. Why a katana? Because a katana, if she becomes pregnant, she will die, which seems to indicate that a katana cannot come to full pregnancy. And what's the age of a katana? Ve'ezehu katana mibas achas esrei shana v'yom echad ad shteim esrei, from 11 to 12. Pachas mikan, if she's less than that, v'yeser alkein, or she's more than 12, v'shameshes kadarka, meaning less than 11 or more than 12, she could have regular relations, v'hoylaches, divrei rameir, because less than 11, she won't become pregnant. More than 12, if she becomes pregnant, she won't die. But we see that a katana under 12 will not become pregnant, that she'll be able to give birth, because we're saying that she'll definitely die. So how exactly do you have a case of somebody who rapes a woman who is a nara, and then she died, she became a bageres in utero, she became a bageres in the grave, and she already had a child? That means she had a child when she was a katana. It's not possible to have a child when one is a minor. The chachamim say, achazu v'achazu mishameshes kedarka v'ayleches. Any kind of woman, whether she's below 11 and above 12, or even 11 to 12, can have regular relations. U'min hashamayim yirachmu. And heaven...
If she had a child and she's not a besura.
If she had a child, she's not a besula. So you're asking, even if she could have a child, there wouldn't be knas, because she's clearly a beula. And a beula gets knas. Good question. There are ways to become pregnant without becoming a besula. Nowadays, there are many ways. You know, nowadays there's in vitro fertilization, there's implantation. But even in times of the Gemara talks about Nisabra Ba'ambati, you know, she become pregnant in a bathtub. I don't think that's a likely case. And I agree that your point is a good question, but maybe the Gemara didn't ask that way because it is possible to become pregnant and not lose Basulim. I don't know, did you see anyone who asked that?
Wasn't it Rabbi Yair who had a way that you could have relations like on the side and she would not become a... Wasn't there something like that? I think it was Yevamot.
Shmuel, maybe. Shmuel knew how to do Hataya. He knew how to tilt, right?
Right.
Shmuel, right, that's another possibility. In other words, if somehow you veer off to the side and then you are able to have relations without breaking the basulim, so perhaps there are some possibilities of becoming pregnant without breaking the basulim, but the question is, she can't physically become pregnant. The sages say she could always have tashmish, and God will have mercy on her. God guards the fools. So the question, though, is, how do you have a situation where she became a bageres and she already had a kid? V'chiteman, if you're going to say, well, the i'abruk she nara, she became pregnant as a nara, v'oiliduk she nara, and she gave birth as a nara. The question, though, is, if she became pregnant as a nara, if she became pregnant as an nara and gave birth as an nara, that's a very small span. Uveshita yachi mi koyalda. Can a woman give birth in 6 months? V'amar Shmuel, ein bein naros labagris ala shish chadashim. There isn't between naros and bagris only 6 months. So there are at least 6 months between naros and bagris. And if you're going to say, well, there are at least 6 months, so maybe there could be more. V'chitema batzer hu delek, they're not less. Hatzfeika, but there could be more. So maybe it's talking about a woman who was a nara who became pregnant, and she gave birth, let's say, 9 months later, and she's still a nara. And now the question is, when she becomes a bageres, does that count in the grave? It says Gemara, but that can't be anyway. Ha'ela kamar. It says there is only 6 months, not less and not more. So the question of, Is there bagros or is there not bagros? Is there bagros and it goes to the son? Is there not bagros and it goes to the father? How could you say if there's bagros it goes to the son, there can't be a son? Elahachi kamibaylai, this is the question. Yesh bagar bekever. Do we say there's bagros in the kever? And not that it goes to the son, upaka av, the father's dominion is removed. Aydilma in bagar bekever, v'loy paka av. But not that there's a tzad, it goes to the son. Okay. Mar Barav Ashi boy lahachi. Mar Barav Ashi asked the following question. Misa oisa bagras oy ein oisa bagras. Does death create automatic bagras? Or does it not create automatic bagras? Not the question is there bagras in the kever? Says Rashi, he's not asking the question of Rava, is there bagras bekever? But rather, if she dies as a Nara, is it like bagros mechayim? Now, according to this Lashon of Mar Bar Avashi, according to Rava, we said that which was Pasha to Abaye, Rava had a Shaila. I mean, we didn't understand before. What do you mean that which was Pasha to Abaye, Rava had a Shaila? Actually, Rava didn't have a Shaila. Rava held that if there's death, there's automatic Knas. So that means Rava is also definitive. Abaye definitively held there's no Knas, and Rava definitively held there is. How could the Gemara say that which was Pasha to Abaye, Rava had a question? Rava doesn't have a question. Rava totally disagrees. Says Rashi, it's regarding this Lashon of Rava that we say that which was Pasha to Abaye, Rava has a question. Namely, Abaye holds death removes Knas. And now Rava has a Shaila, does death remove Knas? According to the first Lashon, Rava holds that it's Pashud, that Misa is not Mafkia. Not like Abaye. Now the Shaila is, does Misa do Bagris? Does it make it a Din Bagris and it's Mafkia, the Koich of the Av? Does it go to the father or does it go to her? Now, I still am not, I'm not fully satisfied because how could you say that that which was a Shaila to Abaye, that which was definitive to Abaye, Abaye definitively held that if the woman dies, there is no Knas because it says V'nasan la'avinara. According to Rava in this language, there is Knas. The Shaila is, does it go to the father or does it go to her? So it's not really Rava is mesupik about that which Abaye was definitive about. Actually, Rava's also definitive. Rava's definitive, there is Knas. The question is, who does it go to? Now, says the Gemara Teiku, the question of Mar Bar Avashi stands, whether Misa is Mafkia from the father like Bagros. Rava asked Abaye the following question. What's the halacha if he lives with her and then she becomes an arusa? Let's say he lives with her and she becomes an arusa. Now we know that a woman who was nisares v'nisgaresh, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says your pater. Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah says it goes to her. Rabbi Akiva in the Braisa says it goes to the father. But here the question is, what if you lived with her and somebody raped a woman and then she became engaged? That was Rava's question from Abaye. Amarle, Abaye said, Miksiv nasan lavi hanara ashalay arusa. Does it say, only give it to the father if the woman didn't get do erusin? Doesn't say that. So since it doesn't say that, it would go to the father. So the Gemara asks, "Ulatamechen, according to you." So this is the question Rava asked Abaye, and Abaye responded. "V'nasan la'avi hanara ashaloy arusa doesn't, meaning her becoming an arusa does not affect the father collecting the knas." Says Gemara, really? Well, Tamei Chodatanya Ba'ala V'Nisseis La'atzma. We know that if somebody rapes a woman and she does nesuin, it goes to her. Why would it go to her? Does it say it goes to the father Nara that doesn't have nesuin? So why are you so sure that Erisin doesn't affect the father's ability to collect the knas? We know if she's a nesua, it affects his ability to collect the knas. So why does a arusa, why are you sure an arusa does not affect? Says Gemara Hachi Hashta, like this now. Ha, some over there, hoil ubagros might see amishus av. Over there, since bagros takes her out from the rishus of the father, v'nesuin might see in rishus av, and nesuin takes her out of the rishus of the father. How do we know bagros takes a woman out of the rishus of the father? Because we know that a person can only sell their daughter when she's a ketana. And a person only gets kenas of a daughter and her ma'aseh yadayim when she's a nara. But by bagros, we don't find that. So we find bagros takes her out of the rishus of the father. And we find nesuin takes her out of the rishus of the father. We find by hafaras nadarim that until she does nesuin, the father could be made for the nadarim. Once she does nesuin, he can't be made for. So there's a commonality between bagros and nesuin. Ma bagras ba'aleha ubagra la'atzma. Just like if somebody rapes a woman and then she becomes a bagaris, it goes to her. So then, af nesuin ba'aleha v'nisis la'atzma. So too by nesuin, if he lives with her and then she does nesuin, he rapes her and then she does nesuin, it goes to her. But by erusin, we don't find that erusin takes her out of the rishus of the father. So we have a shaila regarding erusin. Regarding, meaning the question of Rava to Abaye is, what would be if somebody rapes a woman and she comes an arusa? And Abaye said back, well, it says, does it say give it to the father if she's not an arusa? So therefore, even if she's an arusa, it would go to the father. But it sounds like if she became an asua, it would go to her. And that the Gemara says, because an asua is comparable to if she became a boigeras, then it would go to her. However, if she became an arusa, it's not pashut it would go to her. Why? Because an arusa doesn't leave the rishus of the father. So it's only pashut a nesua goes to her, because it's like her becoming a boigeras. But it's not pashut that an arusa goes to her, and therefore we'll say the other way, that it says you give it to the father, whether she became an arusa or not, because we know an arusa does not leave the rishus of the father. What's the proof? Because and arusa, the father is still made for her nedarim. Ha, tanah, we learned in the Mishnah, nara hamurasa, avio bala mefirin lai nedara. The father and the husband are made for her nedarim. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, next Mishnah. You ready for the Mishnah? Here we go. Says the Holy Mishnah, hamefata, one who seduces a woman, noisen shloi shadvarim, pays, has to give three things. The ha'oinas arba, one who's ma'anis a woman, gives four things. What is the additional payment that one is ma'anis a woman has to give over a mafuta? Ha'mafata noisen boishas. One who seduces a woman, he embarrassed her. U'pagam, he made her go down in value. U'knas, and the knas of 50 shekel. Moisafal of oinas, the oinas adds, then not only does he embarrass her, he makes her go down and gives a knas. Shanoisin asatzar, he has to pay for her pain. Ma bein oinas l'mafata. What other differences are there between oinas l'mafata? Ha'oinas noisin asatzar. One difference we just mentioned, oinas gives tzar. Va'mafata eino noisin asatzar. Mafata doesn't give tzar. Ha'oinas noisin miyad. Oinas gives the knas immediately to the father. Even if he's ultimately going to even though he'll marry her, he has to give the knas right away. The mefata, he doesn't have to give it right away. If he decides to marry her, well, then that will be her dowry. So the mefata does not have to give the knas, only when he decides not to marry her. L'chsheyotziu, when he decides to dismiss her. It doesn't mean when he divorces her. Rashi points out the Gemara is going to ask, she's not his wife that the Mishnah should say when he divorces her, but it means when he decides not to marry her. If he marries her, he doesn't have to give the knas. It says, mar har yimahar yimharen olai. But if he doesn't want her, or she refuses, then he has to give her the knas. But oines, he gives it immediately. Ha'oines shoysa ba'atzitzai. The oines has to drink his pot. One who seduces a woman doesn't have to drink his pot. Meaning, one who coerces a woman, he has to marry her. One who seduces a woman, if he wants to divorce her, he can. Ketzad shoysa ba'asisa. What does it mean he has to drink his pot? That means even if she is deformed, she's a ba'amum. Afilu hi chigeres, even if she's a cripple. Afilu hi suma, even if she's blind. Afilu hi mukashchin, even if she is full of boils. He still has to marry her, even though she's very unseemly, she's very ugly, she's very unkempt. He's forced to marry her. However, nimtza ba'dvar erva, if let's say she is mezana after he marries her, or she has a matter of arayos, we'll have to see what that means, so she's not faithful. Or she's not fit to marry. So in a rashay lekami, he can't keep her. Shenamar veloy siya leisha. To him, she will be as a wife. It has to be a woman who is fit to be a wife. Isha haru ilai, a woman that's fit for him. So now the Gemara asks the following question: what exactly is the tsar that a woman experiences when the man rapes her? Why is it tsar? He had relations with her. What pain is there? The husband has relations with her. So what's the tsar? Amar Avua Shmuel, the father Shmuel said, tsar shechavta gabi karka. He slammed her down to the ground. He threw her down to the ground. That's the tsar. Maskefla Rabzera asks, elamayata chavta al gabi shiron hachinami de pater? And what if he raped her by throwing her into silk? Then he doesn't have to pay her? B'chitei ma'achinam, we're going to say, yeah, maybe. The Gemara is going to prove that that's not the case. That regardless of what the floor was like, the tsar has to be paid. So we'll have to examine, we'll have to see what exactly is the tsar of Aynes. Bezus Hashem, we'll see tomorrow night, same time, okay? Thank you for joining. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.